the first time anybody had really had our beer. Peter and myself went to a tasting that our distributor had organized, and it was a boat cruise. And Peter and I showed up with some bottles that we had hand-bottled in the garage earlier that day. They were in a old Coleman cooler that was sitting there in the garage, and we wheeled it across the parking lot from my Taurus. We had a homemade sign saying who we were and t-shirts that were also screened that day. That was the only assets that Fulton had at that point.
Crooked screen, too.
Yeah, they weren't even... Everybody loved it, and nobody knew who we were, what we were doing there, and like what was going on. But we were so nervous and kind of self-conscious as we came in with all these quote-unquote real brewers.
Their tagline is Ordinary Guys Brewing Extraordinary Beer.
My name is Ryan Petz. I'm one of the founders of Fulton Beer.
And I'm Jim Daly, one of the other founders of Fulton Beer.
I am Brian Hoffman.
Despite their humble home brewing beginnings, Fulton Beer founders Ryan, Brian, Jim, and Pete are no longer unknowns to Twin Cities beer lovers. With their brews now on tap at about 100 area bars and a new brewery under construction just blocks from Target Field, it's hard to believe it all started with a gift Jim got from his wife, Elizabeth.
She bought me a Mr. Beer Kit, which is a 5-gallon pail that produces, at times, great beer, as a gift when we were in college. And that sparked something, and we began home brewing after college. We started in my basement, moved to my single-car garage in the Fulton neighborhood of Minneapolis, and then moved to my brother-in-law's two-car garage.
The guys made the jump to commercial beer making and started contract brewing their garage recipes in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, in late 2009. But they always planned to build a brewery back where it all began.
When we started looking for a location, our only criteria was that it had to be in Minneapolis, which is probably not a very good way to pick out a building, considering there's about 400,000 variables. But that was it for us.
Fulton's Warehouse District Brewery will be one of the first to benefit from an ordinance passed last summer allowing Minneapolis microbrewers to sell growlers. They're also optimistic about a bill in the state legislature that would allow for on-site pint sales at Minnesota breweries, something they expect could breathe new life into the craft beer scene in Minnesota. Brian Hoffman predicts plenty of room for new upstarts in the Twin Cities.
New breweries are coming on, each month here, it seems like, in the state of Minnesota, and that is just awesome to see, and the conversation always comes up every time a new brewery is going to open. It's like, well, all this competition, are you going to be able to make it? So, look at some of the similar states. There's four times the amount of breweries there, and they're all doing just fine. There's a lot of room for a lot of really great craft beer in Minnesota and the Twin Cities, and we hope to see a lot more of it coming in the near future.
Hoffman says that giving back to the community is at the core of the Fulton philosophy.
I think when we started talking about what we wanted this company to be, what we wanted Fulton to be, we obviously talked about where do we see it in 1, 5, 10 years out, what does it look like, we're a production brewery, what are we doing? But all along with that conversation also went, one of the things we identified earlier is that we wanted to be a socially responsible company.
Fulton plans to start what they call the Full 10 Fund, something Jim Daly hopes will help launch the dreams of other entrepreneurial Minnesotans.
That same day that Ryan was kind of pushing us off the ledge to start the brewery, we were talking about how in the world we were going to put the brewery together. There's a lot of expenses that go into it. And one of the things we thought was, wouldn't it be great if there was a way to not go to a bank and just get that little bit of money that starts the process, gets the ball rolling. So we kind of brainstormed at that point and said that when we have a company that's operating, that we would want to create a fund, the Full 10 Fund, that will put 10% of its profits towards basically a microfinance model to allow other entrepreneurs to pursue their dreams.
In the short term, beer lovers can expect lots from Fulton in the coming months.
So what's coming up next?
Plumbing. In fact, I think the plumbers are standing here looking at us.
That's the very, very short term. Equipment shows up in June. And we hope to be brewing and open to the public by around September.
Once the brewery opens this fall, you'll also be able to get your Fulton by the bottle. There's only one beer left. For KFAI, I'm Jessica Folker.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.